You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday, we had a little bit of a chat on the show with Jeremy's sister, Jessica, and she's actually back in the news on our show today because of a question that has come up that I've heard people talk about before, and we really need to address it on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to try to recap this the best I can because I saw her last night during Halloween. I had a couple beers in me, so trying to recap the story here. She's got a friend. Let's call her Amanda. She's got a boyfriend named Chip.
No, Chip. We're not doing another
go-to
Chip.
Name.
No.
Chip.
Too many chips.
No, I love Chip.
Amanda, unless he's a Dorito, I don't want to talk about it.
So Amanda and Chip have been dating for about 2 months or so. They're going to hit the 3-month mark roughly right around Thanksgiving time. Amanda's family lives out of state, and she's going out there for Thanksgiving. And she's like, you know what? Since I'm going out there, I'm going to take old Chipster with me to meet the fam and hang out and enjoy Thanksgiving with everybody. And Amanda's parents kind of came back and said, you know what? I think it's a little too soon for Chip to be coming out here for Thanksgiving.
So they didn't say he couldn't. They just said...
They strongly suggested that it's probably too soon to be bringing a boyfriend to Thanksgiving dinner and breaking bread with the entire family and, what are the sleeping arrangements going to be and yada, yada, yada.
Wait, how old is Amanda?
They're both like 32.
Okay.
All right. Well, now, wait a minute, because there's two things at play here. Yeah. One is it too soon to meet the family after 90 days? And then the other question is, do you want the first time you meet somebody's family to be around the Thanksgiving table?
That's immediately what I went to last night. And I was like, Jess, tell Chip to run and say, though, that's fine. I don't need to go out at all, because what a horrible situation to put him in.
Come on, no.
Like, I would not want to be there with an entire family brand new sitting there at an awkward Thanksgiving. Can you imagine the amount of questions you're going to get?
It's great.
The amount of small talk.
Yeah. Although.
No, but the other option is Christmas.
No, but
no,
wait a minute.
You got to bring gifts and all that.
Yeah, let's stay with Thanksgiving.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why Thanksgiving is perfect.
Right. And there's another thought, because my first instinct is, hell no, I would never want to meet somebody's family at Thanksgiving. First of all, you're sitting at that table a long time.
Yes.
And it is kind of awkward. Yeah. However, there's another way of looking at this. So now I'm torn, because I think it would be awkward, but I think it's more likely that you could be camouflaged during a Thanksgiving meal, because there's probably several people around the table. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chatter going on. Mm-hmm. If it was just, hey, come over for a Sunday dinner, and it's you, the girlfriend, and the parents, so they can grill you one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But at Thanksgiving, with all those people and the hustle and bustle, you're a little more in the background than you normally would be.
Or it'll be completely opposite, man, and they're going to do a roundtable discussion and say, Chip, tell us about your life.
Crazy Uncle Earl's going to be there drinking again, talking about politics. All you got to do is just keep shoving turkey in your face and you're good.
I can't decide which side I'm on now.
You've got to do Thanksgiving.
Because my first thought is, no way do you want to meet the parents at Thanksgiving. But now I'm thinking it might be brilliant.
Yeah,
no, it
sounds horrible. I'm on board.
If we asked 5 people, what do you think the consensus would be? If a 5 call says it
don't
all.
Don't go.
Say go.
3 don't go, 2 go.
I think the majority of people are going to say don't do it, but it's possible that we've just changed some people's minds. Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you know about this?
I'm about to do this.
Uh-oh. You have a chip in your life?
Yeah, Ashley.
I have a chip in my life. I've known him for on and off for like 11 years. There was like a 5-year span where we didn't talk. And now we've been dating for like a little over a month, and I'm about to meet the family at Thanksgiving.
So you're meeting his family.
Yep.
I love it.
Are you excited or freaked out, or what are you thinking?
I go through spurts of both. Right now, you guys have me a little freaked out.
It's going to be horrible.
No,
you know
it's
it
going to be a blast. Everyone's going to be drinking. Is it in town, or are you guys traveling?
They don't drink. They don't drink. And I have to travel out of state.
Wait, hold on. Where are you going?
Doesn't mean you can't drink.
Yeah, California.
kind of does mean.
Okay.
No. I mean, you could do the whole sneak a flask thing, but I mean, that's not really worth it.
No, then they're going to know, and then they're going to think you're the floozy girlfriend.
I think you're going to be fine. You know what? First of all, you sound absolutely delightful, so the family will just fall in love with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I think you're fine.
You don't know her.
Yeah, I'm assuming. She listens to this show. She's got to be pretty cool.
Do you know if it's going to be
for 9 years.
Is it going to be a big gathering, or are they expecting just, you know, a handful of people?
It's literally like his immediate family. I don't think it's going to be that big.
Do you guys?
Oh, then you'll be fine.
Can you sleep in the same bedroom?
Nope.
Oh, my God, girl.
Yeah.
Staying at a hotel.
Oh, wait.
Together?
No, separately.
Oh, so he's staying at the parents?
I'll be at the hotel.
Well, oh, my God.
That's kind of interesting. Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 24.
How old is he?
28.
Well,
it's respectful. Come on.
I know. All right. Well, listen, we got to quickly go to some other calls. Let me ask you this. What is your votes? Are you telling Amanda and Chip that it's okay to do this?
I say it's okay.
Okay, good for you. Listen, good. Will you do me a favor? Will you please call us back the week after Thanksgiving and give us an update on how this went?
Okay.
Or Facebook me or something. I got to know.
Just make a note in your phone right now in your calendar that the Monday after Thanksgiving to call this show. Will you please?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ashley. Good luck, okay?
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
I can't wait to hear how that turns out. Here's Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
So what do you think?
You know, I'm talking as a dad, and I'm thinking that, you know, the girl's always been dating flakes that are kind of weird and odd, and I don't want them coming and messing up a perfectly good family holiday.
So you're saying that do your daughters tend to date a lot of flakes and weirdos, Charlie?
I have only one daughter, and she has a history. Actually, she's done it a couple of times.
Buddy, it's time to sit her down and say, enough with the flakes.
She married a great guy.
Thank goodness. So your vote is no, don't do this.
My vote is, man, listen to the parents.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Charlie, you're a good man. Have a great day, okay?
You also.
All right.
I like him.
He does have an interesting point that from the family's perspective, you know, you're excited about having a Thanksgiving meal and you know everybody and so everybody's coming. Now suddenly a, quote, stranger comes in. And so the family's going to feel like they can't even really be themselves.
Right. And that's the risk that Chip is going to run, too. If he shows up and nobody likes him.
What kind of an evil family would
it
like
somebody? How awkward and horrible is that going to be?
No, they
all right, let's take some more calls. Here's Emmy. Hi, Emmy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I listen to you every morning.
How nice of you. Thank you. So what do you think about
it? I love my husband. He's awesome.
Oh.
Random.
Okay.
Well, Dom always talks about he doesn't like when women call and they bash their husbands. And
gotcha.
So I just wanted to say that. That's
wonderful, Emmy. Well, I'm glad. How long have you been with this guy?
We've been together 17 years.
Very nice. Oh. All right. So now what do you think about taking, I hate calling him Chip. What do you think about Amanda taking her boyfriend to meet the family?
So I don't like it. I'm sorry. I was in the situation last year at Christmas. My son brought a girl home, and she's my daughter-in-law now. They got married, but I met her when I was at my worst. I was stressed. I was busy.
There you go.
I was trying to put a whole dinner on, and I just really would have loved to have met her when it wasn't a holiday.
We more chill. It's like a more chill thing.
But don't you, like, you can help out. You guys can create these memories and bond and share stories.
You know what? I'm switching because I was don't do it, and then I went over to do it, and now I am back to don't do it because I'm thinking about the family hosting and the stress of that situation, and suddenly you have to entertain a stranger while you're at a stressed out time.
And he's going to be weird. Yeah. And he's weird.
You know, Emily, in theory, it's a beautiful thing. Like, everybody just pitch in and you mash the potatoes and I'll stir the gravy.
Yeah.
Holidays are stressful.
My daughter, you know, I can tell my daughter, hey, quick, grab that gravy, you know, but I didn't really feel like I could delegate to, I didn't want to
My parents fight every single year at Thanksgiving. It's a total given that there's some sort of horrible argument.
You know, Emmy, you have pulled me back around to your way of thinking.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so far now it's 2-1 in favor of don't do it. Here's Lara. Hi, Lara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's your vote?
No.
Gosh, have you done this before? You sound very strong.
I did something similar for Christmas last year where my now ex-boyfriend desperately wanted me over for Christmas. And I'm like, I'm really family-oriented. I'm like, it's Christmas. I'm spending it with my family. And if this guy, after 2 months, is willing to spend Thanksgiving with his partner's family, it makes me question the guy, because why isn't he spending it with his own family?
No, he's a good boyfriend.
Maybe he doesn't have a family.
He could be a good boyfriend, but why isn't he spending it with his own family?
He was an orphan.
Somebody has to give in this situation.
Yes, but not after 2 months.
Well,
that is true.
That's a good point.
That's what I
mean. Oh, they're crazy in love.
Lara, he's getting a free trip.
Lara, we've got to run. Thank you for your vote. So that's 3-1. We appreciate that, Lara. We got time for one more quickly, and it's Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, so you get the last word. What do you say?
I think that Thanksgiving is a great time to meet the family, actually, if the family is open to meeting someone at that time. If the family's saying don't bring him, and you have breakfast and everything out of state after Thanksgiving and all these other times where, you know, you have pretty much a whole week, like a couple days where you're spending with the family and they don't really want him there, then that's going to be awkward.
Yeah. And what if he shows up? He's like, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat turkey.
Yeah. Is this gluten free?
Sounds like he should be coming to my
boyfriend met my family on Thanksgiving, it was great. Like, he pitched in around the house when they asked, if he'd cut something up or whatever. But if your family is kind of, if they're nervous about having him there, then it can just turn into a really awkward weekend.
I'm glad you called, Jamie. Thank you, and have a great day. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. It was 4-1 in favor of don't do it. And I at first, like I said, I had gone over to the side of go ahead and do it. But now I'm back into, no, not at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, stay home, Chip. Relax.
Go.
It doesn't matter. It's 80% of the vote is like, no way.
It's the law. You have to abide by that.
That's right.
Yeah, we're the rulers of your universe.
Well, there you have it. So spread the word. Did I ever tell you guys the time that it was... not the first time I met him, but I was just like the second time I met a girl's family, and it was Thanksgiving. And I did go to her house, and I sat down, and I just barely knew them. But what was strange about it was that they set up a video camera, and they videotaped the entire meal because they had their oldest daughter who was like away at college or couldn't come back or something like that. And they were going to send her the video of everyone talking and what was so that she could share in it.
I love that.
I would have loved that
much. No, hold on a second. Italian guy.
No, hold on a second. I think it was wonderful. And they're the most delightful family. I miss those guys sometimes. They're great people. But when you're the new guy and there's a video camera on you while you're eating,
I would have had so much fun.
Seriously,
with that.
You faces, you get food stuck.
You
in
didn't
your
take
teeth.
Advantage of that.
You throw peas at his mom, like
the
on.
Second time you've met the family, Jeremy. If I'd been a member of that family for like a year, I would have clowned around.
You knew it wasn't gonna last. They never do.
And actually, it didn't.
Terrific. It didn't.
So how soon after did you break up?
I hate all of you.
Sorry.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.